After days of uncertainty, Pakistani government and pro-Taliban militants have resumed peace talks aimed at putting an end to the years of violence. The representatives of pro-Taliban militants have met Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in the capital Islamabad, renewing hopes of a peace deal. Fragile talks were suspended last month after militants killed 23 Pakistani soldiers. The killings prompted the Pakistani army to launch massive airstrikes targeting the militant strongholds in the tribal areas. However, both sides have resumed negotiations after the Pakistani army halted airstrikes in response to the ceasefire announced by militants.
We have achieved the first objective of a ceasefire. Now talks have entered in a crucial phase. We have suggested to the Prime Minister to announce a new mechanism in order to make the peace process result-oriented.
Pro-Taliban militants have reportedly sought face-to-face talks with the country's powerful military, which is believed to have a crucial role in the final outcome of the ongoing dialogue process.
Now, the government will be holding direct talks or direct dialogue with Taliban. That's something which is a new venue and a new direction of the talks. How far it leads to the eventual desire of peace and cessation of violence, that yet has to be seen.
The government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is seeking an end to the decade-long violence ever since it took over in June last year. Official figures suggest that close to 50,000 people, including thousands of security officials, have so far died in violent attacks over the past one decade in Pakistan.
There are several militant groups which are currently operating in Pakistan's tribal regions. Given the complexity of the issue, experts are of the view that it is too early to draw any conclusion about the prospects of any peace deal. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.